Now he says here in verse 10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Now, if you've trusted Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit indwells you, and he testifies that these things are true. That is one of the great encouragements of radio, is that many people that have not seen me, and that, I guess, is a good thing, they have the Holy Spirit dwelling within them, and they hear the Word of God, and they accept it, because the Spirit bears witness that they are hearing the Word of God. And that makes it quite wonderful. That's the greatest encouragement in preaching or teaching the Word of God, either from the pulpit or from radio or television or wherever it might be. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God, what does he do? He's made him a liar. When you don't believe God, friends, you add to your other sins, you make him a liar. God says, trust Christ and I'll save you. You say, well, I don't need to trust Christ. God says, you're a liar. I didn't say it. God says, you're a liar when you say that you don't need to trust Christ. That's the reason I read that letter today. This woman thought that since she's a member of the church and she's doing a lot of good things, she's all right. She had to listen a long time before she found out she was a sinner and that she needed Christ as a Savior. Now, will you notice, you make him a liar because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now, what is the record? Well, John's going to tell us. And this is the record. Now, what is the record? Well, here it is. That God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Now, that is eternal life, to have Christ. Now, it boils down to this one point. And if you want to get the gospel in a nutshell, and whenever you're listening to this, this is the simplest test that can be made. Listen to this. He that hath the Son hath life. Now, I didn't say he that belongs to the church. I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Presbyterian, I'm a Nazarene, belong to the Church of God. I don't care what church you belong to. That doesn't mean you're saved. Somebody says, well, what does it mean to be saved? He that hath the Son hath life. The question is, do you have Christ? Is he your Savior? Are you trusting him in such a way that if God would even say to you, you must have something else, you'd turn and walk away because you'd say to him, I only trusted Christ as my Savior. And my friend, if you haven't come to that point, you just haven't come anywhere at all, because to be saved means you trust Christ, and it means you have Christ as your Savior. He that hath the Son hath life. He's our lifeboat. He's our lifeline. He's our only hope. We're lost without him. And if we have him, we have life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, friends, can you make it any clearer than that? Let's forget about religion. Let's forget about this churchianity today. Let's forget about all this gimmickry that's going on today, taking little courses and going through little rituals and all that sort of thing. Forget about it, my friends. The important thing is, do you have Christ? Is he your Savior? And that's the reason he's emphasized the fact that he's the Son of God. I want to say to you, he's wonderful. He's God manifest in the flesh. He's the only one that could save us. He's absolutely unique, and I don't like the word unique, but he is. He's unique. There's nothing like him. He's the only begotten Son of God. He died upon the cross because he alone could pay the penalty for your sin. And he rose again, and he's living right this moment at God's right hand for us. He's the living Christ. Do you have him today as your Savior? That's the only question you need answer. If you have him, you have life. You're saved. That's the record. Do you believe God or don't you believe God? If you don't believe him, you make him a liar. Oh, my friend, John has got this down right where you can get it. You can't miss this. The only thing right now that'll keep you from coming to Christ is the sin in your life that you don't want to give up. That's the only thing in the world. That's the decision that you make.